morning, everyone. Can everyone hear me loud and clear? Thank you so much for coming to our session, and thanks for the wonderful introduction. I just want to give you a brief overview of this presentation and then walk you guys through. This is a presentation, a paper that me and my colleague, Dr. Collins, who is not able to be present here, he's presently based in Tanzania. We did a research about, you know, child mortality in different countries. And Kenya did catch our eyes because if you work in the area of child health, you would have remembered that of most of the countries in the world, Kenya was one of the countries that experienced a rise in child mortality. And I want to emphasize the word rise because most countries did see a decline, whether it was 1%, 2%, whatever the percentage was. This was one country that saw a rise in child mortality for a period of time. And we wanted to understand what are the determinants, what are the factors that contributed to the rise in child mortality in Kenya. And when I walk you guys through this presentation, you will also see that not only do we have to pay attention to what happened in Kenya a couple of years back, but it has such strong implications in today's time and age as well. And just for the APHA purpose, I do want to mention that there are no relationships to disclose. And this is going to be the outline of my presentation. I'll walk you guys through a brief presentation, a brief background, touch upon the research questions, what data we used, what methods we used. And methods, I do want to tell you that we did do some, you know, Cox regressions and multivariate modeling. For the purpose of this talk and to, you know, catch the substance of the presentation, I'll not be presenting a lot of equations and models and everything, but I do present my contact information at the end of the presentation. If anybody is interested, I'll be more than happy to share these details as well. I'll briefly touch upon some of the major results, what are the conclusions, and what implications do we have in today's time and age, even if this was a problem that happened a couple of decades back. As I was mentioning that Kenya was one of the interesting countries where childhood mortality rates increased in the 1990s and early 2000. Under 5 mortality rate rose by 26% from 91 in 1993 to 115 in 2003. There was a sharp contrast where the rate dropped from over 250 to about 100 per thousand life births in the late 1940s and mid 1980s. This is one of the graphs that I brought from our research where you can see that from 1940 onwards, and I've shown the decreasing path in the blue color, and then when you see the red color line, you see that over a period of time it did increase, and then slowly it is now decreasing again. So that was a very interesting period in Kenya's time frame when child mortality increased, and that was the only country that saw an increase in child mortality. For the data, we included 2 levels of data. The micro-level data, we used the DHS survey, the Kenya Demographic and Health Survey from 1989, 1993, 1998, and 2003. The macro-level data, where we also wanted to see what are other factors or determinants, we did get data a lot from the government records, mainly at the district level. And when I bring in the limitations, I would also touch upon that this was also one of the limitations of our study, because when we collect data at the macro level, at the district level, the macro level data at district level, we do lose some of the data because in developing countries, data for many factors or many variables at district level is really very difficult to collect. And the final data set was we made a pooled data set which we combined the micro level and the macro level data together, and that gave us a record of 45,699 singleton births from 1979 to 2003. The variables that we were interested in understanding were, and I have not presented the complete list to keep in mind, you know, the time and the, you know, essence of this presentation. We did wanted to look at what was the access to health services, which was measured by, you know, number of persons per facility per kilometer. We used, you know, the data on utilization of health services, you know, prenatal care, hospital delivery, vaccination coverage. We also looked at some of the social amenities like water and sanitation. The literature supports that these are the variables that are very closely linked to child mortality, vaccination coverage, prenatal care, childhood diseases. We were also very interested in understanding whether the prevalence of HIV and AIDS in Kenya during that time had anything to do with this increased mortality rates. We looked at breastfeeding practices, which is another area that I am very interested in working on, and we wanted to see if there was any cultural, social, and demographic changes in the breastfeeding practices that also had an impact on child mortality. And those of you who have worked in child mortality or read about it, you would very well know that breastfeeding is another very significant determinant of, you know, under five mortality. We also looked at the nutritional status of children, and more specifically, we looked at stunting. We used the descriptive analysis, you know, descriptive statistics to understand the preliminary data, where the, what direction the data is going, and how we could include some of the significant variables for our Cox regression. For our multivariate analysis, we used the Cox regression analysis, you know, where the coefficients were examined for each period using the pooled data set and applied the differences between mortality declining and rising periods to observe the change in hazards. That was what we were primarily interested in. The descriptive results show that there were differentials observed across provinces, which was something that is very interesting. I also parallelly work on this topic in India. I have done my dissertation and a couple of papers about, you know, child mortality in India. And for India, it is very interesting because it's a huge country with a lot of variations, and we do see a lot of differences according to states. But this was a very interesting finding for Kenya, that we did see that it was not, you know, omnipresent, or it was not the same all across Kenya, but we did see a lot of differences across provinces. Mothers' education, of course, was one of the significant factors for the rise in child mortality. The children whose mothers were not educated were twice as likely to die as compared to women who were educated. Household well-being was another significant variable for the time period when the child mortality was at the rise. I would like to pause for a second and pose a question to you guys. Could you guys just, you know, interact or let me know what could be the reason that these variables were significant during the time period when the child mortality was higher? Any thoughts? Another finding we found very interesting in this was that we did not find too many differences by the place of residence, which is very common when we look at child mortality across developing countries. But in Kenya, we did not find too many differences from urban as well as rural areas. And large differences were also observed by birth interval. What was the parity rate? What was the, you know, differences between two births? That was also significant. The multivariate models, we ran several models to understand, after controlling for certain factors, what were some of the significant variables after we controlled for some of the variables that were significant in descriptive analysis. Model number one highlighted that the risk of under five death increased by 18% from 1993 to 1997 and 22% from 1998 to 2006, and this increase was highly significant for both the time periods. Model number two, you know, focused on access to health services model, and after controlling for health services access, it greatly attenuated the increase in hazards of under five mortality. Model number three focused on differences in forms of childcare and quality of in living environment, where breastfeeding and toilet sanitation were the most significant factors. But the most significant thing that I would like to highlight here was the HIV and AIDS prevalence in Kenya that contributed the most to the increase in child mortality. The largest effects occurred during 1983 to 1987, which also coincides with the peak impact of HIV/AIDS in Kenya. And a percentage increase in HIV/AIDS prevalence increases the risk of under five mortality by 5%. Children of HIV-positive women were 2.5 times more likely to die compared to HIV-negative women. Some of the conclusions from this study is, 1990s was a turbulent period for child survival in post-independence Kenya. 1990s also witnessed a general deterioration in maternal and child health services, particularly vaccination coverage and medical treatment of childhood illnesses. It was also a time period where there was reduction in the length of breastfeeding and strongly associated with increase in child mortality. And there does exist disparity in access and use of healthcare services across provinces in Kenya. As I mentioned during the start of the presentations, we do have some limitations for this study. One of them is that there are other significant variables that literature have supported in Kenya and other countries in East Africa, but we did not have much data on the outpatient malaria prevalence, and also cultural practices across provinces was not well documented for the time period that we were studying. Birth histories analyzed compromised children born within 10 years of each survey, while mothers' background characteristics referred to the periods immediately preceding the surveys, so that was another limitation. Some of the implications is the understanding the importance of long-term impact of infectious diseases on overall health status. And the timely content is that in the recent outbreak of Ebola in West Africa, most of the resources and money and everything is focused more on Ebola right now, and there is not much attention paid to vaccination and other childhood illnesses, and because of the shortage of human resources and the health systems. So in a bigger picture, we do need to pay attention that what can we do. When there are some crises, like in this research, it says that, HIV prevalence was pretty high and the resources got, directed to that area, and that did have an impact on the child mortality rates in Kenya. This is my contact information, and also have the contact information of my co-author. I want to thank you guys for your time and attention, and at this point, if you have any questions, suggestions, comments, I would be very welcome to take that. Thank you very much. Question was that, during the time period the child mortality was high in Kenya, the HIV prevalence was high, and that has a direct implication. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean, that's what I'm understanding from your
question. That was when we did different models. This was one of, there were several variables that were significant, breastfeeding, access to healthcare, sanitation, but one of the ones that has shown strongest correlation or association is the high, increasing prevalence of HIV. And that is the research that we are doing, the second part. We started with Kenya, and we are doing it in the countries where HIV prevalence was higher, especially after these findings. But what I have read a little bit in the literature is that, where the countries are experiencing high HIV, using HIV as a backdrop, they are also doing so many activities in parallel to focus on, vaccination coverages and other things, which was not done in Kenya. And also during this time period, there were a lot of discrepancies or disparities across provinces, which was not very common in Kenya previously as well. I do not have the exact numbers and the statistics and all, but what I have been hearing and working with my colleague is that they are expanding the program so that what you have mentioned, that they cover everything at the backdrop of it. So when a woman comes for her, pregnancy checkup, she is counseled for, she's enrolled in the PMDC program, and at the same time, she's also provided knowledge about breastfeeding and things like that. So those programs are starting from the top-down approach. Yes.
Sub-Saharan Africa country that was going full tilt. PMTCT wasn't even a term
But the thing that shines out is that I agree with you that, you know, most of the African region was not, but Kenya was the country where the mortality was increasing compared to other countries. Even if it was a small decline, they were still declining. So Kenya stands out, and that was the country that, you know, had higher mortality. Thank you so much for your time and attention. I appreciate it.
If you have other questions, you can refer them back to her.